Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. So yesterday, in yesterday's Daf, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, we left off with a question. And the question was, that the Marach or Zeruah says there's a chilek of the mitzvah of Milah that a person is mekayim every single day with a raya from David HaMelech. David HaMelech said he was in the Merchatz and he was orim mikol ha-mitzvahs until he realized that he has the Milah. He's mekayim the mitzvah of Milah right now. Must be a person is constantly mekayim the mitzvah of Milah. And the question was from our Gemara, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, to the top of Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that only other mitzvahs, not Milah, Ma'avar Zmana Batla, once his man passes you Mevatel the mitzvah. Masha Enke Milah, Milah, the same mitzvah that you would mekayim on Yom Shmidi, mekayim on Yom Chi. Taisus explains on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that all the other mitzvahs being discussed in this Gemara, whether it's Sukkah, whether it's Tzitzis, they have a separate mitzvah every day. So once you miss day one, day two is another mitzvah. Mash enke milah. Milah doesn't have a different mitzvah on the day that you miss. Meaning, if I didn't do it on day eight, the same mitzvah I'll do on day nine. And the question is, but if I have a mitzvah every single day and I miss yesterday's mitzvah, so today it's a different mitzvah. The mitzvah of a person being a nimal on Sunday is not the same mitzvah of him being a nimal on Monday. So if he missed it on Monday he has a new mitzvah. He's not going to get Sunday's mitzvah. That was the Beis HaLevi's question on the Marach or Zeruah. So we said, and I saw this Mahalach in the Sefer Chavetzelah Sasher Nepashas Lech Lecha. He says, must be that the mitzvah that a person has to be mol every single day, that mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos. And if it's not Deicha Shabbos, then the discussion in our Gemara, where we're discussing whether Milah is Deicha Shabbos, it's not going to be applicable. The mitzvah that we're discussing, which is Deicha Shabbos, is the mitzvah of the Maisa Milah, not the mitzvah of being mol every single day. Now, why is it? Why do we say that the mitzvah of being mol every single day, that part of the mitzvah wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos? So he brings the Rush, famous Rush, in Simon Hay, that says someone who's born in Aro, and he got a Milah, they were mal him during the 8 days before this man, he does not need to have an Atavas Dam Bris on day eight. And his raya is from a Gemara, from a sugya later on, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara says over there that somebody who had to do a bris on Shabbos, that means the child's day was on his day eight was on Shabbos, and he ended up doing the bris on Friday before this man, this person doesn't have any responsibilities, any chiyuvim on Shabbos. And that's the discussion over there regarding Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. We're going to get to that sugya in a few days. However, the Rush says, what do you mean? If the halacha is that someone who did a milah teich zman and needs a tavas dam bris on day eight, so then a person should have a responsibility, even if he did the milah before this man, that when this man comes, he has a mitzvah, nechiyuv, to do a tavas dam bris. Must be, says the Rush, when a person does a milah teiches, he doesn't have to do a tavas dam bris on day eight. However, the Shach in Yerideya, Simon Reish Samach Beis of Katan Beis, says, no, even if a person needs a tavas dam bris, it's not Deicha Shabbos. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that it's Deicha Shabbos, it's not a right, that it's not necessary. You got to do a Tavas Dam Bris, but it's not Deicha Shabbos. And the Shach Asari and Simon Nundal asks on the Shach, what should be the difference? Akalpanim, the Shach holds, a Tavas Dam Bris is not connected to the Chiyas HaShabbos. And what's the Pshat? So the Chavetzelah Sasharon explains that a Tavas Dam Bris is not part of the mitzvah of removing the Arla. It's not Deicha Shabbos. The only mitzvah in Milah that's Deicha Shabbos is the Maisa Milah of removing the Arla. And he says that it's Mistaver because that din of Dechia on Shabbos is learned from the Pasuk of Yimol B'Sar HaLasai, which is Mashma, the Maisa Milah, removing the B'Sar HaArla. However, the Chelik of the Milah, which is not removing the Arla, that part is not Deicha Shabbos. If that's true, we'll come back to answer our question. Our question was that the Marach HaZeruah said there's another Chelik of the Milah, and that is being a nimal every single day. But the question that Beis HaLevi asked was from Al Gemara, that Al Gemara says that Milah, if it's over as man as loy batla, because I could still do the Milah, that mitzvah, the next day. However, there's a chelik of the Milah, which is batla, and that is being a nimal every single day. However, if we say that the only chelik of the Maisa Milah, which is Deicha Shabbos, is the Etzem Asaras Ha'arla, but any other component of the Milah, whether it's a Tavas Dam Bris, whether it's being Nimal Kol Yomav, that's not Deicha Shabbos, then the discussion in our Gemara is not discussing that part of the mitzvah. Our Gemara is discussing which part of the Milah is Deicha Shabbos. And that's only the Hasara Sa'ola, the Maisa Milah. Mashe'en Kain. the other parts of the Mila, Hatovas Dambris, and being Nimal every single day, those mitzvahs are not Deicha Shabbos. And therefore, it's Miyushev, the Beis Halevi's question on the Marach or Zeruah from our Gemara. Have a wonderful day.